For this class, the intention is that I want you to really move into a space of openness and receptivity, the feeling of connection between you and your soul. I want you to feel that support, that love, that 100% commitment to you that your soul has. That's what I want you to experience. And for my part, I'm going to be present to help create the most affirming environment for you to have that experience. The breathing that we're going to do in a short while creates the sacred container for this class and anchors your intentions. We'll breathe in to the count of 4, hold the breath for a count of 16, and then release to the count of 8. So let's do this now. Close your eyes. Breathe in. Hold. And release. Breathe in. Hold. And release. Breathe in. Hold. And release. Today, I want to introduce you to the concept of holding energy for each other or others and give you an experience of the real, very deep value that we can get by doing this on a daily basis. We're going to use the process of guided imagery, but let me first share what has been found only recently. You may have heard of Lynn McTaggart and her book, The Intention Experiment. According to Lynn, the newest scientific research in the field of group intention reveals that the person receiving positive group intentions gets unbelievable changes and immediate improvements. One person with daily headaches suddenly woke up the next day without one, while another person with an eye problem reported being healed with 80% of her sight returned. However, the most interesting finding of this research is that the persons sending the intentions have reported receiving permanent improvements and positive changes in their lives as well. The conclusion is what ancient and spiritual traditions have known for ages, that abundance is about giving, and there is a rebound effect that you get when you simply see and agree with the heartfelt, deepest desires of another person. I see that over and over again with people I'm working with or groups that I'm having. And so I thought I want to share this with you and lead you through this process. So what Lynn says is not only what we send when we send this energy towards others and it affects them, but there is obviously a feedback loop of receiving the blessings from that, actually multiplied many times over. How cool is this information? In a very real way, when we are holding energy for each other in a group, we set something in motion into the web of creation that is a circulating feedback loop. It blesses everyone and is nothing less than a true win-win. So let us harness this power of holding energy for each other in our gathering today. And at the same time, I encourage you to play with this kind of support in your life, generously sending that energy to others and at the same time and by the very same process, allowing yourself to be supported in all the delicious ways that are possible. So your job is to let that land for you. Seeing someone in their wholeness, in their perfection, in exactly the way that they want to be held with regards to energy being held for them intentionally, and then allowing that energy to circulate back to you and to receive it. We're going to experience this tonight, and I'm going to do a short centering around this, and then I'll open up to talk about this and explore how it has worked for you and ways of how you experience the power of holding this energy for others and how it's circulated back to you. And maybe you want to hold energy for someone who's a family member, a friend, or a client. All aspects of this idea of intentionally holding energy for someone you love and care about. So let's do that now for and with each other as we go into this space and experience this. Let's do some breathing together. Please sit with both your feet on the ground and your legs not crossed. Close your eyes and take a full, deep breath in, breathing in the incredible life force energy that is available to us with the breath, and breathing out, letting your eyes closed, going within, and then letting the breath breathe you, bringing you more and more into the power of this present moment. This moment, claiming it with an exquisite level of understanding of what it means to be so present in this moment without any story. Story of the past, story of the future. Letting go of the past that has already faded away around your day. Letting go of the story of any future for the rest of your day or evening. Just letting yourself be breathed deeply in and out. Feeling more relaxed and yet awake and alert. Coming home to this moment, embracing it, the preciousness of this. Feeling the connection to everybody in the room and on this call this evening, and the power of this connection. How precious it is. How powerful it is. There is an elegance by actually plugging in into that fantastic energy. And we know this power. We know each other. We've walked this path together. So we know the personal power that each person is bringing to this gathering, to this time together. So tap into that. That level of connection, as well as your opening to the connection to Source now. Your life force energy is inexhaustible, and it will move in and out and through you. Feel the beauty of this precious moment, and in appreciating how sacred this is, I want you to bring to mind someone for whom you would like to hold energy now, in your mind's eye, in this place where you feel the power that creates planets moving in and out and through you. Someone who perhaps is a loved one, a family member, a child, a good friend, a neighbor even, or perhaps someone in your professional life, a client, a colleague, someone in your community. Just pick someone who you know could use your support now, and imagine that the two of you are standing at the threshold of a beautiful bridge, quite lovely. And across that bridge now you can actually see the image of the whole, complete, totally healed version of the person that you're holding energy for. You and this person are standing shoulder to shoulder, looking at this future person who is the grandest version of the highest vision that this person could hold for themselves right now, for exactly what they needed. They've already gotten what they want, and you can see that as the two of you send this beautiful energy to support this person that you're supporting, you're sending that support over the bridge as energy, as light flowing through you, through your heart, over the bridge to this future them. And you can see as you do this, they become more whole and more filled with light. And the light is coming from your heart over the bridge. Brilliant, brilliant light that is flowing over the bridge. And the bridge is becoming more and more beautiful and filled with light until it is so full of light from the energy and light that you're sending from your heart that the bridge literally evaporates. And there is no gap between the person you're holding the energy for, between where they are now and where they want to be. And that person they want to be literally morphs into the person standing next to you. Until you can look at them without any sense of a future around their request. They are whole. They are complete. There is no gap. Their request is accomplished now. Not off in the future, but now. They are whole, complete, happy, vibrantly present. And you can feel the gratitude within yourself rising for this miracle. This miracle in consciousness that has just occurred. And as you open to that, you can feel yourself to be fulfilled with this same light energy. Absolutely whole, complete, vibrantly healthy yourself. So awake and aware, receiving the blessings of this miracle, multiplied many times over. You can feel it from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. The energy has circulated back to you, and there was nothing you needed to do other than to support and to offer your support of Source moving through you. Love and light moving through you to hold that energy for someone else as done. And this has blessed your life now beyond your imagining. Allow that in. Let it land for you. And we say, so be it, and so it is. And take another deep breath now. And as you breathe out, bring yourself back to the present moment, back to present awareness here. Back into your room, to the phone, and back to our time to share how that was, what that was like for you. So, gently coming back now.